Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of the Middle East. The Kurds in Iraq and Syria are the fiercest fighters in the Middle East, and they have a connection to biblical prophecy. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will join me to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, I wanted to check in on the battle going on in Mosul, which is biblical Nineveh, of course, there in northern Iraq. The Iraqi army chief is making the statement that this battle is going to be finished within a couple of days. Do you think that's a possibility?
We'll certainly know that when we know it, won't we? The Iraqis have been making sunny predictions about finishing up in Mosul for some time.
There's a report the United States military is moving quickly to arm the Syrian Kurds despite the Turkish opposition. The Kurds are the major fighters for the United States, the boots on the ground in the Middle East, and in particular even in Mosul. What is going on here?
Well, this is a very significant development. You have Erdogan, who is coming to the United States next week to meet with President Trump, and I believe he's going to threaten United States President. I call it the Turkey trap. And he's been extremely belligerent about U.S. efforts to arm the Kurds, who he claims are terrorists. They're not. The Kurds are a much more reliable ally than Turkey under Erdogan has turned out to be. So Erdogan is very upset about this, and the fact that the U.S. military is working hand in glove militarily, giving intelligence to the Kurds inside Syria is something that he is really upset about. He's going to demand that Trump put an end to it. The president will not.
Ken Timmerman with the details behind the lead story today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As Ken revealed to us, the Kurds are the major fighters in the Middle East. The battle in Mosul, which is biblical Nineveh, that battle is to wipe out Islamic State, and it is being led by the Kurds. They have a vested interest in Mosul. Mosul is their capital city for their desired state of Kurdistan, and it is a very oil-rich region. Mosul, or as I said, biblical Nineveh, is some 250 miles north of biblical Babylon. Babylon will be the headquarters for the Antichrist during the last 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation period that is coming. The Antichrist will set up a one-world economic, political, governmental operation in Babylon. That's Revelation chapter 18, and this Babylon will be destroyed in 1 hour. That's Revelation 18:10, 17, and 19. Revelation 16:17 and following tells us how Jesus does that just prior to his return to earth. By the way, Jeremiah 51 verse 11 tells us that the Lord will use the Medes, the modern day Kurds, to destroy Babylon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...